Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a truth terrorist. I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck.
Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers. And fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, trying to make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
Show.
They got me started, lying hearted, I'm the new Mufasa. And I'm all about Umoja, first in Gruz Usaba. Let's bring back the black families, we need our father. Single mama, son and daughter, that's root of the problem. Wise up, we wise up, unity so powerful. Black banks, black schools, black owned, black power moves. You telling lies, you think this shit won't be televised. Black power, be scared guys, they be standing there like they paralyzed, huh? We say fuck the system, cause we above the system. We keep ARs and pistols, shotguns that's worth the crystal. But that's for self-defense, make sure we have no issues. Be sure to leave it at the door if you have it with you. This for them freedom fighters, that lost their freedom. Until they freedom, we screaming carpe diem. This for the general, King Khalid Muhammad. We gon' make your day a holiday, I fucking promise. Free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. That 13th Amendment, tryna make a slave of me. You can lock my body, can't trap my mind, not forever be free.
Okay,
free the Black Panthers, FCBP. Stand for free the Black Panthers, and fuck the black police. Feds infiltrated our movement for black leadership roles. But we still here, finna build here, fuck coin tail pro.
RBG, 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 RBG. My sisters, my brothers, the council, the elders, shit, that's really all I need. We suited, we booted, don't do it, you stupid, we head to the armory. Black woman and goddess, regardless, my heart just don't fuck with misogyny. Bullshit, I don't tolerate it. Melanated, so you gotta hate it. Barack fucked up another conversation. Trump finna get inaugurated, damn. Unify or die, NBPP.org.
First and foremost, the new Black Panther Party, no other Black Panther Party, we are not violent. We are for self-defense and self-determination. The most violent group in this country are the police. What is taking place by the police department to black people across this country is ethnic cleansing and genocide. It has escalated since the day that Barack Obama was inaugurated in 2008. We have a people who are only 13% of the population, yet we make up 80% of the prisons. We have 50% unemployment rate in the black community, and it's actually even more than that because they're not counting our people that are in the prison. The 13th Amendment says you cannot be made a slave or indentured servant unless you commit a crime. The 14th Amendment forced our people to be subjects of this government. We never had any say in that. We need our own nation.
Nah, my nigga, this is dedication. This is anti-hesitation. This is real nigga celebration. It's the Don Black Declaration. 59th and 5th Ave, granny house with vanilla waitress. It's the remedy to separation. Tupac of my generation. Blue pill in the fucking matrix. Red rose in the great pavement. Young black nigga trapped and he can't change it. No, he a genius, he just can't claim it. Cause they left him no platform to explain it. He frustrated, so he get faded. Like deep down inside, he know you can't fail. How long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meet preparation? I need some real nigga reparation. Or I run up in your bank just for recreation. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. Some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Love.
Spent my whole life thinking out the box. Boxing homies 3-on-1, got DP, but I ain't dropped. Turf on me, here I come. Spin around the block, they broke on me. Said I ran a stop sign, but that's a lie. I spent my whole life staring at the stage, playing Sega, daddy smoking Sherm, mama playing spades, catching papers. Grandma said I get some Jordan for my grades, that's my baby. When she died, my heart broke 100 ways. I spent my whole life trying to make it, trying to chase it. The cycle of a black man divided, trying to break it. You take a lot of shit, don't cry about it, just embrace it. Minor setbacks for major comebacks, that's my favorite. My nigga L said you do a song with Nip, K dot here better grip. I said he a man first, you hear the words out his lips. Without flourishing from the streets to black businesses. Level 4 y'all living, giving to false imprisonment. Listen close, my nigga, it's bigger than deuces and foes, my nigga. Since elementary, we close, my nigga, you're straight like that. I give you the game, go back to the turf and give it right back. For generations, we've been dealt bad hands with bad plans. Prove your dedication by hopping out Grand Am. I'm at the premiere, politicking with Top Nip and Snoop. Damn, clock watching the way we move. Dedication.
If it ain't congratulating, it look like hate. If it ain't congratulating, it look like what
Nip
say.
Hold up.
Blah. This ain't entertainment. It's 4 niggas on a slave ship. These songs just the spirituals I swam against them waves with. Ended up on shore to their amazement. I hope the example I set's not contagious. Lockers behind gates but can't tame us. Used to be stay safe, now stay dangerous. Cause ain't no point playing defense, nigga. That's why I dove off the deep end, nigga, without a life jacket. Couple meals for the world, all my life cracking. Cook the books, bring it back, so it's no taxes. Royalties, publishing, plus our own masters. I'd be damned if I slave with some white crackers. I was mapping this out, I hit the heights backwards. Topping out the 85 and Reebok classics. Read a couple marathons just to get established. To make it happen, you got to have it. Dedication, hard work, plus patience. To some more of my sacrifice, I'm done waiting. I'm done waiting, told you that I wasn't playing. Now you hear what I've been saying. Dedication. Dedication.
Ah! Ah!
Yo, turn this motherfucking shit up. got me and the rest of my fam. Try to infiltrate and murder off the best of my clan. I'm not American, punk, Democrat, or Republican, remember that. Most of the cats, you know, be hustling. My mama worked all her life and still struggling. I blame it on the government and say it on the radio. And if you don't already know, all these Uncle Tom ass kissing niggas got to go. Got to go.
Holla at your head, man. Yeah. Here we go, turn it up, let's start. From block to block, the sack and heart, the jack and mark. And the punk police can't fake the American. We can have big sun fake G. But right now I got my mind set up. Looking down the bottle, I'm a non scared up. Cause it's time to make the payback back. To my brothers on the block, better stay strapped in black. And accept no substitutes. I bring truth to the youth, tear a roof off the whole school.
For you, bro. That they ready? Everybody in there?
Attention.
and all soldiers come gather formation. My African warriors to my thugs and gangsters. It's time to fight hard cause our life is in danger. Stop practicing on each other and get the ones that's a gangster. It's time to link up and form one big army. Unite all of our numbers, get them people up off us. This whole thing designed to get you broke or you locked up. But we gon' tear it down because this world belongs to us. I say more, twist and step, rip and come for the devil. Circulate the black dollar, keep the black dollar black. We were taught by master not to have each other back. Now we linking with each other, help each other stack, stack. Black pride, one nigga, strong and black. That's what's down. See that job that you seek, it ain't all that it seems. They tryna really let your black Wall Street dream. You gon' make it all happen like a king and a queen. But when you rep the culture, it ain't hard as it seems. We gon' march like Martin by the window like X. We gon' free our people by enemies next. Selassie, Queen Omega showed us that we're royalty. And garments like the bread and bars are both to set us free. When I see more, twist and step, rip and come to the devil. You can see you pass the lies, you got lies, you just suck. You're the king, you're the queen, you're the people, you're the wrong. They bring guns, they bring dope, alcohol to the hood. They want you to sell dope, kill and rob for your food. But they ain't bring no jobs, so people dying for the food. It's Operation Us and we gon' operate on us. When I say march, you say step, rep and come to the devil. You can see past they lies, you got knowledge yourself. You's a king, you's a queen, to your people, you's a savior. If you don't know your culture, come and let me activate ya.
Black power, black power, black nation. Beautiful black people, you join us live every night here on New Black Panther Party Radio. Welcome, family. Black power, black power. We say black power to the African diaspora, black power to all of our listeners here tonight. You're live here on New Black Panther Party Radio, of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. Live here tonight with your host, Brother Katib Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. Here on day 499 of New Black Panther Party Radio, and today's topic will be, of course, delivering political education, and we will discuss what is nationalism and what is Pan-Africanism, and we will talk about Africa as we do every night. Everybody that tunes into this regular broadcast, you know that we usually have Brother Eugene on every Thursday night. We'll have the brother on the following Thursday. He will not be joining us here tonight, but everything is all good. As we broadcast here live on the radio, we say to all of our people, we do this to inspire you. It's not just this broadcast. This is just a small part. This is just getting our message out, but it is the action. It is the work that is done on the ground by the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. What a great organization of black men and black women, brave, bold, willing to sacrifice for the struggle of our beautiful black people. Here in the New Black Panther Party, join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Participate in this broadcast by pressing the number one. Visit our national website at www.mbpp.org. Support the New Black Panther Party. Do it through Cash App. Send us a donation, $BlackPowerDollar. For everybody listening to this broadcast here on day 499, as we'll discuss what is nationalism and what is Pan-Africanism, we open up tonight with a powerful introduction from some of our greatest ancestors. We'll hear from our great ancestor, Kwame Nkrumah, great liberator of Ghana, great author, great African freedom fighter, as he talks about the continental common markets and different things that we can do to bring forth African liberation. You'll hear from Kwame Ture, our great ancestor, as he talks about the African bourgeoisie, the uppity Negro, and those who stand in the way of our honest efforts for freedom and liberation. You'll hear from our great ancestor, Brother Malcolm X, and he'll talk about how when we stand up for our freedom and liberation, we are met with hostility and unfriendliness, and he gives a definition of what is nationalism for black people today. And all across the African diaspora. And finally, we will hear in this introduction from the great sister, the great leader, the African Sister Arikana Chiambori Kuo. We'll hear a brief clip from her as she gives a brief history on the neo-colonization and the colonization of Africa as we know it today. All of that in line with us giving solutions to how we can get in line with nationalism and Pan-Africanism as we broadcast on this radio. Stay locked in, take notes, bask in all of the wisdom from the ancestors as we give thanks to all of our warrior ancestors tonight. Visit our national website, call into this broadcast, let everybody know the new Black Panther Party is broadcasting right now. Just stay locked in. We're going to drop this knowledge on you, and we're going to come right back with our discussion. Black Power.
They don't even have the excuse of being forced to subject themselves to foreign domination. It makes one wonder, why so much effort and sacrifice and so many lives were given up to the achievement of independence in the first place, if it can only be so quickly and easily surrendered. We must begin to build immediately our own continental common market. For it is easy for anyone who studies the common market organization closely to realize that the common market is aimed at harnessing the African countries to satisfy the profit loss of the imperialist bloc and to prevent us from following an independent neutralist policy. It is easy to see that the imperialists and the colonialists are determined to retain the African countries in the position of suppliers of cheap raw materials. If we do not resist this threat, and if we throw in our lot with the common market, we shall doom the economy of Africa to a state of perpetual subjection to the economy of Western Europe. This will, of course, hinder the industrialization of our young African states. It is impossible to think of economic development and national independence without possessing an unfettered capacity for maintaining a strong industrial power. The activities of the common market are therefore fraught with dangerous political and economic consequences for the independent African states. The organization constitutes an attempt to replace the old system of colonial exploitation by a new system of collective colonialism, which will be stronger and more dangerous than the old evils we are striving to liquidate from our continent. This is another reason why we should come together in a unified African economic plan, which, operating on a continental scale, can make a solid attack on the imperialist domination in Africa. We should, without delay, aim at the creation of a joint African military command. There is little wisdom in our present separate effort to build up and maintain defense forces, which, in any case, would be ineffective in a major world conflict. If we examine this problem realistically, we would ask, which single African state could protect itself against an imperialist aggressor? And how much more difficult this would be when some states are allowing the imperialists to maintain bases on their territories. I have already referred to the military forces with South Africa, its raising, and the danger it poses for the new African state and the struggle of those still in chains. Only our unity can provide us with anything like adequate protection. Those problems can best be met within a unified Africa. And it should be possible in the higher reaches of our endeavor to devise a constitutional structure which will secure the objectives I have outlined and yet preserve the sovereignty of each of the countries joining the Union. Countries within the Union will naturally maintain their own constitutions, continue to use their own national emblems and national anthems and other symbols and paraphernalia of sovereignty. Regional associations and territorial groupings can only be other forms of balkanization unless they are conceived within the framework of a continental union. There are existing models which we can modify or adapt to our pattern. The United States of America, the Soviet Union, India and China have proved the efficacy of unions embracing large stretches of land and population. Long live African freedom fighters. Long live African independence. Long live your struggle.
In the 60s, you will see nothing but betrayals by the petty bourgeois elements in our society. The African bourgeoisie is the most corrupt bourgeoisie in the world. In Africa, they seek luxury in the midst of mass suffering. There are more Mercedes in Africa than in any other continent in the world. In America, as soon as they arrive at a position based on the blood of the people, they snatch that position and run away from the people. But you must not think that they represent the people. They only represent their opportunistic self using the people every step of the way. So you must not be confused. It must be clear then, for the 60s, the class struggle in the African Revolution must be more ruthless and uncompromising than in any other revolution. Here then, the masses must come without pity and without mercy to trample upon these reactionary pigs who, after the people have gained struggle through their blood, come to hand back the gains on a silver platter to the very enemy the people fought. This will come as a natural consequence. The people themselves are everywhere screaming that it's time for them to deal with these reactionary pigs. Even in America, they say, our leaders must be held accountable. They're only saying here that these people must be accountable to those who made it possible for them to get there. Thus, not only is the revolution inevitable, but it is clarifying itself and it is qualifying itself. For the African masses everywhere, the clairpoise position now for class struggle has become inevitable and irreversible. The petty bourgeoisie everywhere will be running for cover, but the masses will spare them not. Consequently, we, who have dedicated our lives to the people's struggle, we, who knowing that the people will always be free, we, understanding that we must make a contribution to qualify our struggle since the 60s, have been dedicating all our energies to only one task, the organization of the masses of our people. The organization of the masses of our people. We are not running for mayor. We're not running for president. No changes can come from the top down. We're not stupid. Changes can only come from the bottom up. The masses and the masses alone can make them. If you want to learn something from the 60s, the lesson is simple. Organize the masses of the people.
We are African, and we happen to be in America. We're not American. We are people who formerly were Africans who were kidnapped and brought to America. Our forefathers weren't the pilgrims. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. The rock was landed on us. We were brought here against our will. We were not brought here to be made citizens. We were not brought here to enjoy the constitutional gifts that they speak so beautifully about today. Because we weren't brought here to be made citizens today, now that we've become awakened to some degree and we begin to ask for those things which they say are supposedly for Americans, they look upon us with hostility and unfriendliness. If you're interested in freedom, you need some judo, you need some karate, you need all the things that will help you fight for freedom. Nationalism is the wave of the present in the future. It is nationalism that's bringing freedom to oppressed people all over the world. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the Algerians. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the Nigerians and to the Ghanaians. It was nationalism that brought freedom to the people of Uganda and Tanganyika and Sudan and Somaliland. The Africans didn't get it by sitting in. They didn't get it by waiting in. They didn't get it by singing, "We Shall Overcome." They got it through nationalism. And you and I will get it through nationalism. What is it? What is it that makes it difficult for the philosophy of nationalism to spread among the so-called Negroes? Number one, they think they have a stake in America. They think they have an investment in this country, which we do. We invested 310 years of slave labor, 310 years, every day of which your and my mother and father worked for nothing. Not 8 hours a day. There was no union in that day. They worked from sun up until sundown, from can't see in the morning until can't see at night. They never had a day off. And on Sunday, they were allowed to sit down and sing about when they died, they wouldn't be slaves no more. When they died, they wouldn't be slaves no more. They'd go up in the sky, and every day would be Sunday. That's a shame. And it is that 310 years of slave labor that went in, that was my and your contribution into this particular economy and political system. They can give us the back pay. Let's join in. If this is what the Negro wants, let's join him. Let's show him how to struggle. Let's show him how to fight. Let's show him how to bring about a real revolution. Let's make him stop jiving. You don't need a debate. You don't need a filibuster. You need some action.
After the colonizers had been running around our continent of Africa, they wondered how they were going to defeat these people. You see, you got to understand, before the Greek civilization, before the Roman Empire, there was Africa. The pyramids were built 2,500 years before the Greek civilization. Have you ever wondered why the Greek philosophers, the mathematicians, where were they sent for training, for education, for retraining? They were sent to Africa. Why were they sent to Africa? Because civilization as we know it began in Africa. Civilization was in Africa before they had it in Europe. You see, the history books choose to begin history from here going forward. What they don't tell you is that even the English language is based on the Yoruba language. Humanity, as we know it, began in Africa. Without the African, there would not be any other races. It's just a simple fact. So they came together and set out a plan. Prior to 1884, you got to remember, Africa was made up of powerful kingdoms. The countries that we know as African countries today did not exist. So if you're going to be doing your DNA testing, I urge you, don't settle for "I'm from Nigeria." Settle for "What is my kingdom?" She said, "I'm a proud member of the Monomotapa kingdom." "Are you an Ashanti? Are you from the Benin kingdom?" That's who we were before the Berlin Conference. So why did they meet in 1884? At the invitation of the then Chancellor of Germany, Bismarck. Bismarck said, "Let's all come together. We, the colonizers." Because keep in mind, at that time, they were beginning to fight each other over how to distribute what they had looted from the Africans. So you see, the French would loot from the Africans, then the British would come and then loot from the French, while the French had looted from the Africans, and then the Belgians would come, they would loot from the British, while the British looted from the French, then the French looted from the Africans. They were getting ready to have a European war on the African soil. So Bismarck called his sidekick, the then King of Belgium, and said, let's meet in Berlin. Let's strategize on how we can effectively loot from the Africans in a unified way that does not lead us into a war. So they met in Berlin to strategize on how to see to it that Africa and her children are forever defeated and dominated. Make no mistake about that. I repeat, they met in Berlin from November of 1884 to February of 1885 to strategize on how to effectively see to it that Africa and her children are forever defeated and dominated. That was 135 years ago. Fast forward 2019, the strategy remains in place today. History tells us that they set across from big old map of Africa. They proceeded to chop Africa up into tiny little economies that we see today. Tiny economies that clearly cannot survive on their own. Tiny economies that, should they survive, like black people always do, they're easy to destabilize. And then after they chopped up these little countries, they often say, the divide, the division.
That's my bro, my family, rules in chain. When it comes to money, I did concentrate. Make I tell you straight, you are not my mate. If you become a shall I be head of state. But my people then go say, I know one buy, I know one die, I know one payment. I want enjoy, I want chop life, I want buy motor, I want build house, I still want donut. Tell me, money gun, what's it gone? G-Wagon, all the bent, think I can ride the whip, I know beat. Die for nothing, my nigga. What's it gonna be? G-Wagon, all the Bentley, the Gallant, ride it with me. I know you die for nothing. pop on now.
Black Power family, Black with us here on New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, live radio every night. We're broadcasting here. Call in 718-664-6398. Press the number 1 to participate in tonight's broadcast, day 499. We're going to have a discussion here tonight, a political education layout, and we begun with the strong, powerful, powerful power mix that we just dropped on the African diaspora right now. We definitely know that you felt that as you heard the wise words of our ancestors, Kwame Nkrumah, and he talked about the need for a continental common market, and you heard from Kwame Ture on the African bourgeoisie, the uppity Negro. You heard of the powerful words from Malcolm X as he talked about nationalism and what is nationalism. And Kwame Ture talking about what is Pan-Africanism. You heard from the sister today who makes great strides in the development of Africa, Sister Erykana Chinambari-Cole, Dr. Erykana. And she talked about the 1845 colonial massacre on Africa that is called the Berlin Conference, or the crackers call it the Scramble for Africa. We start off our broadcast every night with powerful information. And family, it's humbly and truly our intention every night to deliver this information, new information every night. We can deliver this information, and we're going to attempt, like we do every night, to politically stimulate the masses of our people. We are international broadcast live here with the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under our national chairwoman, Sister Krista Muhammad. Let us know. Talk black to us. Let us know that you have been on this broadcast now for 500 days, day 499. Tonight, we'll make it 500 days. Press the number 1. We are escalating our information war against the enemy. And we are seeking the support of the masses, of the warrior class of black people. Join the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Don't join the white man's army. Don't join the white man's Navy. Don't join the white man's Air Force. Don't join the damn paramilitary counter-revolutionary white organizations. Join the New Black Panther. Don't join the black counter-revolutionary organizations. You know who we're talking about. Join the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense officially at mbpp.org. Let's get on the front line and fight for our freedom and our liberation. We should support those who support us as we broadcast here. We must let it be known as we continue in with this discussion. And as we say, press number 1, we want to know what is black nationalism? What is Pan-Africanism? We have to say in our introduction how thankful and grateful we are that we even able to play much of what was played tonight. I mean, how grateful should we be, at least? We have such great ancestors. We are such a powerful people. We are the African people of the world. We are the black people of the world, the melanated people. We say it time and again on this broadcast, we are the best. We are the first in the natural and only selection of the Almighty Wise God Creator. We are the galaxy and all the materials in the galaxy are inside of us. We are a spectacular people. We are the best people. We are the, as Dr. Erykana was saying, Africa comes before, and we are the civilization, the civilized engineers of all things that have come into existence. We are black people. We are people who have mighty ancestors, and that same African genius has been born and lives with us today. We're not without this great genius. We're only without the physical body of these great black men and black women, our warrior ancestors. But sure enough, we see it in the establishment and the pushing forward for our liberation. We see brave black men and black women every day, and black children who are coming up in the line of nationalism and pan-Africanism. And we have to say black power to all of our comrades. We have to say watch your back, because there's an open war on the freedom fighter, an open war on black people. And as we broadcast, we cannot paint a pretty picture of the reality of living in this nation. And as a people who come from such a great ancestral legacy, we cannot accept anything but the best. So we are every day working here and across the African diaspora to build ourselves up using nationalism and Pan-Africanism, and many things come along with that. Africa has 54 independent nations. They have declared their sovereignty. They are exercising nationalism. Here in America, black people here in America, Africans here in America, we don't have that united nationality, nor are we, some of us, willing to make the effort, as Brother Malcolm talked about us, holding on to some stake or some claim. The new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is the best example for nationalism through the actions displayed, through the many operations for freedom and justice across this nation and across the African diaspora. The new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense family, we assure you, is the greatest example of nationalism in modern-day revolution, in the modern-day liberation struggle. We say that because we have to understand what nationalism is. We'll say the common definition, or the definition that is applied around the world, is to identify with your own nation and support for its interest, especially to the exclusion or detriment of the interests of other nations. And simply, that means to say that we are a nation for people to come together through cultural similarities, through being the same people, blood and bone being the same people. They say we are a nation. And that is what we are working every day to do here in the hills of North America. But we are able to identify that the 54 nations in Africa, many of them are completely sovereign. What do we mean by that? What is sovereignty? Sovereignty in many ways is the highest part of authority. It's the supreme defense of a people. It is the authority that a state or a nation has over itself, that allows for self-governance over itself. It is exercising not only nationalism, which again will slow down, is to identify with one's own nation. To identify not only with one's own nation, but to identify and support its interests. And we say that the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense shows the greatest example of nationalism and Pan-Africanism, especially nationalism as it applies to black people here in this nation. Every Thursday night, we usually have Brother Eugene on. We do our business broadcast, our Thursday night Pan-African business broadcast. We are a Pan-Africanist organization. Brother Eugene will be joining us the following Thursday. He was not able to be on tonight. Everything is all good. Black power to the comrade. But what we are saying is, how do we say then that the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is the greatest example of nationalism? We can say that because we can look at an example of right now to bring this into current perspective. Right now, there is an open war on black people. There are many extensions of that open war. Some go into the different systems of America. Some go directly to target different parts of the population of our nation. And you see, even when we are delivering information, we can't help ourselves but to say our nation. When we talk about the people, we don't just say the people, we say our nation, because we are nationalists. We fully
are aware that we are a people whose cultures are related, in fact, are the same. We have gone through the same experiences historically, and the experience that we have gone through historically have also created current experiences, current situations. And every person who is a descendant of Africa, who is in this nation, is an ancestor, has ancestry with those who were brought to this nation against their will, and ancestry with those who are already in this nation, black people who have their land accosted from them through many different devices of ethnic cleansing and genocide. So we're able to say our nation because we recognize that through many different aspects and many different events that have occurred, right, we are the same people, an African people, a black people, a melanated people, whatever you want to call it. But we are a nation of people. We share the same common interest because we share the same common problem. What is the common problem? Not what are the things that's around the common problem, but the common problem is the white man. For example, the white man is exercising the Gestapo tactics. The white man, the American government, the police state of America, they're exercising Gestapo tactics, German Nazi SS tactics against freedom fighters whose purpose is to be liberated for black people who stand up against the lynchings, the murders, police murders, medical murders, and all types of other crimes committed by this nation, especially against the pig or the police. We see this happening right now to Brother Ozone. We see this happening right now to Brother Mumia Abu-Jamal. We see it happening to many of our people, black revolutionaries, who have been kidnapped and have been held against their free will in this nation and have been, now have to be given the term political prisoner. We've seen the original 23-second edited, revised, watered-down version of the body camera footage that was shown of the original crime committed by the Daytona Beach Pig Department when they went on and, you know, racially profiled, pushed up on, grabbed up on the combat, Brother Ozone. We've seen then them take our great brother, a great warrior of our black nation, again, our black nation. We're showing an example of how we are a great example, the best example of nationalism. And we just ask for everyone to just listen here, just listen to this. These pigs are creating this myth, right? Trying to defame the brother's character and destroy the brother's character, right? From the jump, they have committed crimes against humanity, against the brother. They have committed crimes and violated our comrade, our brother. Brother Ozone now violated his human rights, right? Here we have, yes, a nationalist. And even then, they took that and put it into the control press of the media and use it as some type of tactic to try to create a culture of fear around the very nature of being a nationalist, which again is to identify with one's own nation, your own nation, not the nation of your oppressor or the enemy. So then the pig goes on to take humanly traffic, kidnap. They call it arresting, but before that, they put what they call a manhunt, which is the same type of tactics that have been used in this country when black people tried to escape from the plantations of America, the sugar plantations, the corn plantations, and all the other plantations here in America, in the Caribbean, in Africa, and all over the world. When here in America, a vigilante white terrorist group was created called the Ku Klux Klan. And they were sent to go and get black men and black women and their children even when they would attempt to escape from the wicked, demonic, genocidal condition of the American government. This is the story. This is how it happened. And they did the same thing to Brother Ozone, as they sent all the horsemen and all the carriages and metaphor helicopters and all of this, and they ensued on what they called a manhunt. Again, violating our comrades' human rights of freedom to be free and to be and to not be held against your will. But again, we seen them then kidnap our brother. Again, human trafficking all the way. Takes our brother to a concentration camp in Atlanta, Georgia. The DeKalb County Jail, the concentration camp in Atlanta, Georgia. Take our brother there. The new Black Panther Party moved on nationalism. We moved on nationalism. We moved on identifying that somebody in our nation who is a part of our nation was in a dire situation due to the oppressive attack against him by the enemy who goes against the aspects of our nation. Therefore, we moved on nationalism, right? When we went to the DeKalb County Jail, the concentration camp, we were able to retain funds enough to get an attorney, a well-known Black attorney in Atlanta, that would go in and see about Brother Ozone at the time in Atlanta. Last week, even. And when the report that we got, and let me back up, when we were there, and again, we were there moving on the action of nationalism. Not only is someone being attacked from the nation, but it is someone who is a warrior, who is someone who fights for the aspects and for the sovereignty of our nation. And again, we talk about how nationalism is to identify with one's own nation, one's own people, in the interest of those people, and how sovereignty is those people exercising their right to be free by any means necessary, being able to self-govern in the interest of themselves. And we've seen that demonstrated, those actions and aspects demonstrated through Brother Ozone. Long before all this went down, we were on the ground with the brother. And we will say that when we were there at the DeKalb County concentration camp, we seen the pigs as they attempt to circle the concentration camp, as they attempt to fly. They did actually fly helicopters back and forth and trying to create a situation of chaos, sending ambulances and fire trucks all up and down the plot, sending trainees out to run around and check it out, trying to create a situation of chaos, trying to get a reactionary response from a revolutionary people, trying to get a reactionary response from those moving on the principles of nationalism. So we say that then it was then reported to us that Brother Ozone had been put into conditions where he was being forced to sleep on a concrete slab in a cell where the toilet was full of urination and defecation coming almost out of the toilet, and was forced to hold his bowel movements and feared that the water would rise up onto the ground that he was being forced to sleep on, creating an unsanitary and it's cruel and unusual punishment delivered on part of, on the hand of the white man against our brother. We reported this to the nation during our report on this broadcast. In the last 15 minutes of the report, we then were surrounded with gunfire from outside of the residence for where we were at. And we had, of course, we held the line in preparation to defend ourselves by any means necessary and defend our lives. At that point, not only were we moving on the principles of nationalism, we were also then moving on the principles of sovereignty. Again, knowing, family, that sovereignty means to have the the ability to create systems and to do what is necessary to keep your nationalism, to keep your nation. It is the supreme principle of governance. It is being able to govern yourself. If I say that we are sovereign people, that means we have the ability to govern ourselves. We have the infrastructure institutions to do that. And 54 nations in Africa have this, and we must have this here as a nation in the hell of North America. We say this to the masses of our people, but we expect for the warrior class to know this. When we went to Florida, we experienced more escalation of harassment, surveying, attempted ambushing, and attacks by the police state of America, from Georgia to Florida. This is what we experienced while moving in the principles of nationalism, while moving in the principles of sovereignty, while moving in the principles of Pan-Africanism, defending our nation so that we are able to combine and we're able to create that which Kwame Nkrumah talked about, that continental common market, having that great line of trade and commerce between us, this African nation here, and the 54 African nations on the continent of Africa. As you can see, we made this statement. We say the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is the greatest example of the modern day liberation of nationalism and sovereignty. So we approve that through the work that we've done. And this, what we are seeing today, we see them just most recently, they go in and falsely arrest the young brother Spike, who goes down in defense of brother Ozone. We see an escalation of open war on the freedom fighter, those who show the dedication and make the sacrifice in situations where we know, we can clearly see there's a attempt to spread a narrative or create a fear around nationalism. And what we're saying simply, family, as you can see from our examples of just more recently what is happening now, not to mention, you know, 31 years of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, not to mention this formation of the new Black Panther Party under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, the work of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense all across this nation, the constant struggle, the constant work and sacrifice that's put in. We're just talking about right now, currently, most recently. The open war, we faced an attempt to get us ambushed in Florida. We went to the scene of the human rights violation of the Daytona Beach Police Department, and we left the scene and found, as we were doing our people's investigation, we left the scene and found that shortly after we left the scene, there was a brigade, a 9-10 pig cruisers and vans and cars and helicopters and lights and sirens all looking for, again, a reactionary response from a revolutionary people trying to check, attack, and assassinate the freedom fighters of our nation. We have to get serious about nationalism, our own interests, nationalism, the thing that has liberated other nations, nationalism, the ability to identify yourself as a nation. There's nothing wrong when if the white man uses on the controlled white media and says Black nationalism, then the technology is to understand that nationalism is the common interest of every nation. Why you got the word nation in it? So whenever America does something, they don't say nationalism. They don't say white nationalism, but that is exactly what it is. They're exercising for their own interest. And we have never been in the interest of white people unless it has been for to use us as slaves and to use us as property and commerce and to kill us any way that they can. It's genocide and ethnic cleansing. The people versus the state. So we find that nationalism is what is being attacked. Brother Ozone and many great revolutionaries throughout time, we talk about current day, are being used to try to create in the media, try to create some type of narrative that they say black nationalism or nationalism is some type of what they call extremist belief. Well, how extreme could it be? You can never find a time where the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense or the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense or really any black revolutionary organization throughout time has ever gone to other nations or even in this nation and has used weapons of mass destruction to annihilate people. And as Dr. Eric Conner talked about in the introduction of this broadcast, for colonialism, to rob the land. Whose resources have we stolen? The Crackers' children talk about what they have and have not done. But whose hands really have the blood on them is what we're saying. Whose nation have we robbed? Whose children have we killed? Nobody. But here's the devil, the white man, the European, the number one blood shedder on the planet Earth is talking about extremism. When he is extremely vicious and extremely savage and all of that, and the terrorist of the world. But first, and he focuses mainly on terrorizing black people. Here in America, we face terrorism. We're putting that label on them, not the other way around. They use force, guns, bombs, and everything else to kill black people. And when they are able to incarcerate us or kidnap us, and if we are involved in the freedom and liberation of our people, it is planned, it is calculated, it is purposeful, and it is blatant. And they do it in the open. And then they use us and they say black nationalism is an extremist in all of these terms. But we have to understand that none of that is true. Again, all nationalism means then is to be your own nation, to go with your own people, to define what is in your best interest, to work toward what is our best interest, right? Then we have to move into sovereignty. And it works in at the same time. They are not the same thing, but it works at the same time. Sovereignty being the principle of self-governance, being able to govern ourselves, being able to fix or deal with any of the issues, and at the same time defend ourselves from any attacks against our enemies. So, of course, these things would then be demonized. These things would then be attacked as they have been, and they continue to be attacked. And that is why we must move as militants, not as militant as possible, but militant exactly. We then have to understand all of these things. Could we talk about what is nationalism? Nationalism is the solution to our issues here in the United States of America. That term, if the term bothers you, just think about the solution. We're facing an open war where there are, on the most wicked attempts of this white man, they are using biological and chemical warfare and medical murder against our children and black people. It has been proven by evidence time and time again of the experimentation on black people, black women, black children in the time of chattel slavery that continue today. Many talk about the eugenics program, the attempts to try to attack the birth rate of black people through abortion and birth control and through poisoning the food and things of that nature. And solutions have come along the way. how much we have taken to those solutions, well, and then it shows throughout time by what we work toward and the action that we put forth. But there have been many different solutions that have come over time. We look at the experimentation, how we look at wicked white devils who have taken the term of doctor and scientist. And, of course, the eugenics program and the Tuskegee experiment and the wicked crimes against humanity committed on the sister Henrietta Lacks. We know that all of this, you know, we look today on the wicked crimes committed by the so-called Public Health Services of America. It is a front because there is a monopoly, a mafia on killing our people through medical apartheid, through pharmaceutical murder, medical murder in general. All of it is medical murder, and it is medical apartheid. It is purposefully, and it is targeted at black people. We see this in the evidence here present day. We've seen the cold, hard action demonstrated at the Nemours Children's Hospital in Orlando, Florida, as they allow for little baby Naeem Carter to die right there, in turn making it a murder because they had the ability, the capability, but chose not to provide life-saving assistance, medical assistance that could have preserved and most definitely would have preserved the life of our young king. And this is a medical murder that is happening today. Many want to intellectualize this, and they want to show black and white pictures of things that happened 50, 60. Right now, these devils are doing this. Right now in America, every day, when you go outside, you are in the midst of a global planned pandemic where the white man has used biological weapons to create it's a germ warfare, because in the COVID-19, there is tuberculosis in it. There are strands of HIV in it. There are strands of different germs and viruses, right, that attack the DNA. They are moving their wicked medical genocide, this biological warfare. They are attacking down to the cellular level. But it is more wicked than it even appears. You say, how could that be? We'll tell you. We'll tell it. But how many will listen? How many will take it and move with it through actions and the principles of nationalism? How many? We have said from the start that this COVID-19 did not come from a meat market in the Hubei province of China, in Wuhan, China. That is what the white man has said. That is not true. It comes from the laboratories of Harvard University. It comes from the laboratories of Johns Hopkins University. And it comes from the military laboratories of universities like Fort Detrick. It comes from these different sources of biological warfare and those who prepare biological and germ weapons to target our black people across the African diaspora. Ebola was created the same way and was targeted directly at the Democratic Republic of Congo and the Congo, and targeted in Sudan, and targeted throughout Africa, and used to attempt to decrease the population of Africa in that region to go in and rob Africans of resources. And you see, at the same time as that was happening, you begin to see political strife. You begin to see political strife that is caused by the insurgency of white people who come in with white coats calling themselves doctors, but really they're agents of the state, and they are coming in to use the syringe to bring in the gun. And that is what we've seen with the biological warfare in America. COVID-19 was created by America and China. They work together. It is very similar to the SARS pandemic. Now, in the same breath that the white, that this devil, the devil that the white man lies about the origins of the Bible. They then lied about what it does and what it is, knowing that you can't have HIV, tuberculosis, you can't have a coronavirus. All these, well, HIV is another one of these biological weapons, these Frankenstein viruses created by the white man. And this, we have to understand this, how important this is. Because these are the things, when we say nationalism, these are the things that are going against our rise as a nation. If they are launching biological weapons, which they are, they're trying to take out our nation. We understand that HIV is created, tuberculosis, and many of these different viruses. But there then is no way for them naturally by the ordainment of the Creator, while everything in nature is bowing at the will of the Creator, there's no way that these viruses could come together without being in a petri dish or in a tube in a laboratory somewhere in the white man's wicked laboratories and throughout the world. And that is common sense. Common sense. So we look at it. We find then that the releasing, it came with a overt escalation of police murder throughout America. George Floyd and Trayvon Pellerin and Rayshard Brooks and Breonna Taylor and all of these brothers and sisters who have been murdered in just the last few years since this coronavirus. And this is at the same time. So not only is this biological warfare, but it comes in a strategically escalation of police murder. It's an escalation of open warfare against black people. It's anarchy and lawlessness, and it's biological warfare. We see then you find when the COVID-19 breaks out, you find that white people in France and Germany and Italy and Greece and all throughout the wicked, demonic European nations, you find these white people lined up in the hallways of the hospitals. You remember, you find these crackers beds piled up out the doors, all of them sick and passing out and falling over and croaking over. You find the European population is reduced so quickly from their own people, their own wickedness that they have brought upon the world. And there may be a reason why many of us refuse to understand. You say, well, why would they do something that would harm them? They don't give a damn about the casualty. They only care about the genocide. And whoever's lives have to be taken, even if it is their own children, you find that the white people take out the children, kill them, run them over, suffocate them, put them in an oven, and you find that the children take out the crackers. They are a ruthless race of beasts. So there's no thinking or second thought on doing something like releasing on germ warfare, biological weapon of COVID-19 on the world. And they found very quickly that it was attacking predominantly and mostly over a large percentage, mostly white people. White people. So then they come and they say, in the world media and the controlled press, they say, well, we don't know why we don't see these same cases in Africa, right? And then why? Just ask ourselves, real question. Why would they not say, wow, we need to really find out how these Africans are, not having no, the crackers came up straight up and said, we don't know why our plan has not worked. We don't know why there's not outbreak after outbreak in Africa, so they went on a campaign. They went on a vaccine campaign. They went on an information campaign. They went on an inoculation campaign that is slowly but really quickly every day turning into a fourth inoculation campaign, a fourth vaccine campaign, and as we have seen through the history of the white man and the people versus the state in this country, they're willing to use guns if necessary to get that vaccine across. and we're willing to use guns when necessary to defend our people from any attempt to force any of us to take something or hold us against our will. We have this fundamental right as the original people of the earth and as a free people, again, as a sovereign people, using a weapon to defend yourself, using a stick, using your fist to defend yourself is an aspect of sovereignty. It relates to sovereignty because, again, sovereignty is the principle of self-governance, having the ability to govern oneself, having the ability to defend oneself, having the ability to feed oneself, having the ability to clothe oneself, having the ability to fend off anybody who comes as an insurgent into the national borders of that nation. That nation would then be a sovereign nation with a military and a continental common market agreement with the African diaspora. This is the black nation that the white man fears, so he demonizes nationalism, pan-Africanism, but especially nationalism. And we know, and we will say it again, nationalism, family, is to identify with one's own nation. We find with this COVID-19, it is an attempt to stifle nationalism, and it is an attempt to create a culture of fear while people won't take the streets of America in demonstration against the injustice that is brought across to our people. We find this is not the case. It's not the case. The COVID-19 has been put on us by wicked white engineers, and in the vaccine campaign. Why do you think in January of 2020, this cracker scientist, Dr. Charles Lieber, was arrested on crimes of working with China to produce something called nanotechnology? Just remember that. Nanotechnology, this cracker scientist, Charles Lieber, was arrested in 2020, again, for working with China and giving secrets on nanotechnology. In fact, he was the chairman of that department, of the technological department, of the scientific department of biology and virology at Harvard University. And again, we talk about how they are implicated in the crimes of creating this chemical biological warfare in the COVID-19. The cracker gets arrested for trying to work with China or working with China on a billion-dollar plan called the Thousand Talents Program, where China would recruit different scientists from here and bring them there and trade secrets on nanotechnology. Why is that so key? Why then, after he is arrested, we see a strong push from the middle of 2020 now into 2021 of the vaccine. This, even in, you know, leading up to this, we see this vaccine campaign. And for those that are on the fence, give us a chance to sway you off the goddamn fence, because at this point, we should not be on the fence. We have made the strong suggestion and given marching orders to those amongst us who fight for our freedom and liberation that you will not take the wicked vaccine of the white man. This cracker Dr. Devil, Charles Lieber, worked along with Dr. Anthony Fauci in the HIV plan epidemic. And they used research given to them by Dr. Charles Lieber, the cracker, again, that was arrested in 2020, to get that he had knowledge that he got from going and digging up bodies out of the frozen tundra and unearthing from the bodies, taking out of the bodies the 1919 Spanish flu epidemic. He would take it and work it and try to make it more of a higher contamination and a higher potency, and they would use that. Charles Lieber, the cracker that was arrested in 2020, and the cracker Dr. Anthony Fauci, this devil who is all over the news showing his face. It is a race of wicked beasts and sick scientific experiments and biological warfare. We find with this vaccine, not only have we made the strong suggestion and given marching orders for those who fight amongst us for our freedom and liberation, We have told you exactly what is in the vaccine. But many of us have chose to rely on the knowledge of the white man. That goes against nationalism. As a nationalist organization, as a pan-Africanist organization, we have taken out the time to sit and research what is in the vaccine. What is a virus? What is a protein? What is DNA? Knowing that this virus attacks the opposite of the DNA, the RNA, right? It attacks the single strand of the DNA. And in military terms, it is a flank. It really is a flank because it doesn't come for the DNA at first. It comes for the single strand RNA. This is being called a retrovirus. So we brought that to the nation. These are things that many of us don't know. And we shouldn't be ashamed of that. But as a nationalist organization, it is our duty to report to the nation the information that is life-saving. We find that these retroviruses that attack the RNA, the single strand of the DNA, they latch on to the cell and create viral proteins. Proteins deliver messages throughout the cellular activities of the body. Proteins deliver messages. This is the core result of being infected with COVID-19. This protein is called a S protein, a spike protein. It's called that because the spikes that surround the body of the protein attach onto the cell, thus producing viral protein, viral DNA, causing a mass calamity of every system in the body, not just the circulatory, not just the lungs, and like they say, but every system of the body gets into the blood, can be passed on through pregnancy. We have done this humbly because we are a nationalist organization. I say, as I did in the beginning of this broadcast, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under our national chairwoman, Sister Crystal Muhammad, and you're live here every night with your host, Brother Captain Sadiq, National Chief of Staff. We are the best example, the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, all of our comrades, the New Black Panther Party National Central Committee. We are the best example of black nationalism or nationalism. Right now, modern day liberation struggle. And we see that we are attacked and sought out, and the narrative is drawn against us. But in fact, we are not separate from the people. It is the enemy who try to separate us from the people. This COVID-19 virus attacks down to the cellular level of our existence, or the cellular level of the physical body. Not only does it do that, but it creates what is called a breaking of the brain-blood barrier. Again, it creates what is known as a breaking. It is a medical term of the brain-blood barrier. This can cause stroke. This can cause blood clots in the brain, which it has been reported in Germany and France, and they have banned the AstraZeneca vaccine. We have came with these truths as a nationalist organization. By us taking and analyzing the issue being the COVID-19, we have identified this issue as a biological weapon, and we have proven what we have said. We then took and looked at the cellular level of it and the political level. Politically, COVID-19 is an attempt to draw what is known as normal everyday life or normal everyday everything on schedule America, which is very complex to even get into because nothing is normal here in a land that is ruled by a people who are so goddamn abnormal and go against the very nature of the earth. Nothing is normal here. But this COVID-19 is an attempt to create a culture of open, in the street, all out, fist the cuff, no holds bar, anarchy and lawlessness. Why do we say this? Through the initiation and the spreading of this global plan pandemic and this COVID-19, Not only, again, not only does it attack a cellular level, but it is used as a weapon to work its political objectives, making it a weapon of mass destruction, and the terrorist is America and China and anybody else who worked on the science of this COVID-19. So family, we're saying politically, it is creating a atmosphere. It is trying to remove every aspect of society down from its basic structure, working to remove what has ever been known as the American government, because the American government is unstable. Those who have eyes who can see, those who are wise observers, see that on a global scene, America has no power by which, unless we, many of us choose to subjugate ourselves as coons and Negroes, or they are stealing from others and they are desperate because they realize that the world now can see, but more importantly, black people here in this nation want nationalism. We want nationalism. We want nationalism. We don't want assimilation. We don't want a debate. We don't want to talk about it. We want to defend ourselves and prepare for any attacks to force us to take a vaccination, to force us to go against our will into concentration camps, to force us out of our cars and vehicles when we're traveling through the streets, minding our own damn black business, and we are dragged out and beat and shot to death. We want nationalism. We don't want the protection of the damn pig, because the pig don't protect anybody who is us. They don't protect us. They protect the interests of the state. They are a white nationalist paramilitary. They work side by side with the American military. We are a nationalist, pan-African, black organized militia. And with every one of those terms, it is nothing that is politically correct about it, unless you are listening to the false information of the white man, or you're living a life of Europhilia and rolling in the filth of the white man and taking on his lies as truth. There is no black people who would deny themselves nationhood if they are in their right mind. So while this pandemic is happening, we find that they have slipped in from them noticing what was happening. They go ahead and now they move to the second plan. And now they say that there's a strand called a Delta strand, a new strand, right? Delta being the fourth letter in the what is called the Greek alphabet, but it's really the Kemetic alphabet of the great African nation of Kemet, Nubia, and the Sudan, and which is untrue to call it Egypt. We know this as Kemet, right? And what we see now with this vaccine, we see that we have come with the truth, with the principles of nationalism. And we are telling our people the virus, the second strand that they're talking about. Just want to say this. If you have something to say, person number one, we're going to keep this thing going. We are talking about nationalism. We're talking about Pan-Africanism. And I made the statement that the new Black Panther Party is the best example of nationalism on a liberation level for black people today. And when we look at the information that we have given on this pandemic, this is proof enough, we feel. But it is nothing if we do not take this and move on it. We have made a strong stance on this against this vaccine. So if you are on the fence after this broadcast or any other broadcast, we feel for you, brother and sister. Because it's going to be hard for you to understand now this new strand that they're calling this Delta strand. What we have said is that this Delta strand is caused by the vaccine. Yes, it is a mutated strand, but you are seeing it with people who are taking the vaccine. Right now, it's being reported that more people are dying from the vaccine. So they have to call it a new strand. Now, some people say this is so hard to believe. Why? Because why, again, you say, why would they release something that would kill even them? And why would they? Because it is a open war. We have to let this be in our mind. We're dealing with a brutal, beastly race of people. We're not dealing with, you can't think logical with them. You can't think logical about medical apartheid. You can't think, it's no scientifically explaining this. It is just wickedness, evil. And the greatest cost is us. We pay the cost. They design these things and they target us. The same way that they promote the Coca-Cola to black folks, the same way they promote the McDonald's to black folks, is the same way they have promoted this vaccine. The same way that they promote a false vote that you would put in someone who is going to exercise white nationalism. They are going to exercise, we don't care if they are black politician or white politician. We have seen as they exercise white nationalism. And here we are, black nationalist organization, and we're standing on our nationalism. We identify ourselves as a nation. That's it. That's the definition. So you have this pandemic, and it is attacking. It is creating, it is attempting to create a level of fear that, again, their attempts to see nationalism halted because they know it cannot be stopped. In attempts, because if they can throw a veil of a pandemic in a vaccine, then they know that they can come when that veil is over the people's faces and shoot them in the head or, you know, take them against their will. We have seen not only, you ask yourself, what is in this vaccine that is so life-saving, so scientifically groundbreaking? Ask ourselves this. What is in this to where it is a campaign similar to a vote? It is a campaign similar to they're spending billions of dollars to push this vaccine. And just ask yourself a logical question. What is in this life-saving? Because this is how they're, promoting it. All right, well, what's in it? Well, we know what's in it. But again, we have said what's in it. We're going to tell you. This wicked devil is injecting black people with baby fetuses, inside the vaccine, inside the Pfizer vaccine, inside the AstraZeneca vaccine. This, we won't tell you. In it is mercury. In it is formaldehyde. Mercury is in it in its liquid form. We know mercury is very toxic. And we speak of the mercury that you see in thermometers, the little red liquid you see in thermometers, but a much lesser amount, but of a higher potency. We find that it has formaldehyde. Formaldehyde, again, it can be gas, or formaldehyde can also be liquid. Formaldehyde is used to preserve. So then not only is that formaldehyde and baby fetuses and mercury, but in it, now we talked about this Charles Lieber cracker, right? It has that same nanotechnology where a nano is smaller than a micro. A micro, you can use a microscope to see. Then I guess, I don't know for sure, then a nano, you have to maybe use something called a nanoscope. Nonetheless, they have these nanoscopic robots in the vaccine. They're called messengers. That's why they're calling it the messenger vaccine. We really need people to pay attention to this. Because, you know, we need for our nation, because we're doing this, we're nationalists. This is our duty. We spent the hours looking into this. We're not going to bring anything that is untrue, that have not been scientifically proven. And then this needs to be repeated. Listen back. Bring others back. You can download this broadcast from Blog Talk at Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/the New Black Panther Party. blogtalkradio.com/the New Black Panther Party. So these nanobots come from original German design called a T1, which was first used in Ebola vaccine. So this science is not new. It's not new. It's also been used to be in vaccines for the so-called what's that syndrome they try to say all the children had? I can't think of it right now, but it'll come to me. But this is not new science. So
Autism. Okay. So you also seen it in this vaccination campaign for autism. You also seen this messenger nanobot technology used in the Ebola vaccine campaign, and now we're seeing it used in the COVID-19 vaccine campaign. Now, let's look at this. So we have baby fetuses, we have mercury, we have we also have formaldehyde, and we also have these nanobots. Now, these nanobot science, these nanobots, you can have a nano is smaller than the diameter of a strand of hair. So that's small. You can have hundreds, if not thousands, of nanobots in one drop. They're taking a whole syringe and filling it up with the vaccine. Now, again, you're not going to see things floating around in the vaccine because, like I say, it is not visual to the naked eye. You would have to put something over your eye, which I say I don't know for sure, but you would at least, I guess, need to have a nanoscope if it's smaller than a micro, which you have to look through a microscope. Now, these nanobots are able to attach to the cells. They're able to attach to different organs. They can regulate your body temperature. They can track where you are. I mean, this is a serious thing. And it feels sometimes as if we just listen to this and we just like, oh, that was some cool information. Okay. So they have this in this vaccine, right? So the formaldehyde, as I explained, is a preserving agent. Okay, it is used to preserve bodies. As I explained, they have baby fetuses in it. The baby fetuses are preserved with the formaldehyde. The formaldehyde and the baby, that is their connection. I want to connect these things for us. The baby fetuses are used to, the formaldehyde is used to preserve the baby fetuses. The mercury is used as a liquid solvent, as almost a mucus. How mucus helps to soothe the organs and helps to deal, you know, when you coughing up mucus, it's actually helping to, defeat many of the ailments that you find, you know, and that's why Dr. Seaton talks about you have to get rid of mucus because it means you're more acidic, you see? So you find that things travel inside of your mucus. If you smoke, you'll see ashes in your mucus. If you have tuberculosis, you'll see little black pebbles in your mucus. So things can travel inside of mucus. It can also be the same as blood plasma or plasma, right? How it works along with blood in the traveling process. But mercury is used in the same way in the vaccine by which the nanobots are in the solvent or the liquid of the mercury. So they're able to move and the effectivity of them becomes more higher. Because we have to understand that the body operates inside of at a very high temperature. And especially when you go inside of the stomach where a lot of things are burnt up by stomach acid, right? So the mercury helps, it helps to make sure that the mechanical parts, you know, whichever survives, they have a higher chance of surviving, right? So again, you have the baby fetuses that are preserved in the mercury, and you have the formaldehyde that is used to the formaldehyde is preserving the baby fetuses. We have the mercury that is used to preserve and to heighten the effectivity of the nanobots. Then you have to go to the relation between the baby fetuses. What is that there for, right? Because that's the thing that everybody just freaks out. We can't believe this. And I hope that we're saying something that is kind of connecting the dots with people. I can guarantee you that we are. Now, the baby fetuses are used along with the nanobots, right? Because the nanobots have to have something to attach to, because along with these nanobots, you still have the germ. The nanobot is carrying the germ, the S protein. So the baby fetus allows for the germ to eat. It allows for the germ to eat until it is able. It allows for the germ to basically have a host. Until it is able to connect to the cell of the intended host, which is that person who we have been injected with that solution or that vaccine. This is the scientific the real scientific process of this vaccine. Now, maybe you're not going to find any articles with that exact process, but again, we are fully capable of taking research that we have gathered, analyzing it, and releasing a scientific report to the nation as we do. And we would only hope that the nation would take it just as seriously as if the cracker or somebody who came before us with a doctor in front of their name were to give the same presentation. We say this because we are a nationalist organization. We are moving through with the principles of nationalism. We understand that nationalism is a people who identify themselves with their own nation. So through the aspects of nationalism, we've compiled this research. We put it into this broadcast. We have said it openly. Do not take this vaccine and allow for them to inject you with a wicked science. And it is due to their putting this new thing out. We have to be very wise, because they tell you that folks are taking the vaccine, that you shouldn't wear your mask and your gloves. Don't believe the white man. You should still be protecting yourself. You should be wearing your gloves and your mask. You should still be boosting your immune system. You should still be taking a Paxlovid. We should still be doing all the things that are necessary to defend ourselves, to defend our nation. And as a nation, here in this wicked country, we are a nation of our own. We do not belong to America. So here in this nation, we are a people who have defined where we are going. And in fact, we will not be stopped. There is no stopping what is happening. There is no stopping the fall of America. And any of our own who choose to do so would really be disqualified from calling themselves a nationalist. Because when you agree or you work along with the strategies or the activities or operations of the enemy, you become in the same light of the enemy to the people, and you become a traitor, and you commit acts of treason and spread lies about the real freedom fighters. That is a counter-revolutionary, and that is not a nationalist. Again, the best example for nationalism we see demonstrated in the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in this formation. It's been our intention in every broadcast and this broadcast to get information that will politically stimulate the masses of our people. We say we should take this information, but we say more so, let's have some participation. We want to hear from you on this broadcast. Press the number one. What do you think? What is nationalism? What is Pan-Africanism? What is going on with all this madness? What are solutions that you are doing in your community, right, to help to solve the issues of our nation? What are you doing? So again, we thank you for joining our broadcast tonight. You know, we're very humbled to be doing this broadcast now for almost 500 days. It's day 499. We usually have our brother Eugene on every Thursday night. He wasn't able to come on and co-host tonight, but I see the brother listening. You know, Black Power, Brother Eugene, Black Power to all of our comrades. You know, and it's very important at this point that we understand that nationalism ain't nothing to be afraid of, family. That's our goal. Pan-Africanism comes along with that, because it is, again, nationalism. Identifying with one's own people, right? Nationalism. Identifying with one's own interests. Nothing wrong with nationalism, right? Nationalism has to be exercised through sovereignty. Sovereignty is the principle of self-governance. The 54 nations in Africa, we see independence. They have claimed their nationhood. There are many sovereign nations of these nations. We must work to become a sovereign nation. We are able to govern ourselves and clothe ourselves and build the infrastructure for ourselves. Then we know that we are a sovereign nation. But we are a nation. And in this wicked white system of a so-called white supremacy, we say that it is nationalism that is being demonized, because it is nationalism that is the solution that puts the most fear, is when we as black people take the serious steps, as we do every day, we take the serious steps to solidify our nation. Join us every night here on New Black Panther Party Radio, Visit our national website, www.mbpp.org. Support the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. You can do it through Cash App, $, Black Power Dollar, our stance on the open war against our freedom fighters in our political prisons, who we have to understand this too. When we talk about nationalism, we, our own nation, us being our own nation, you know, will force these crackers to have to pay. It will force them to really deal with those who have become political prisoners on the level that they would any other nation. But because they do not consider us as a nation here, we find ourselves in a lot of these positions. But it is no reason to feel defeated, because that is what we are moving toward, nationalism, right? So we say that our position and our stance on the initial crimes committed by the Daytona Beach Police Department and the false kidnapping, the false hunting, and the false imprisonment and incarceration of Brother Ozone, who has been calling the media Brother Oscar Wilde as Brother Ozone, that these crimes, our stance on this have not changed and has only grown more stronger. We say support the brother and all of his legal endeavors. Go to justice, the number 4ozone.com, send a donation. Go to westandwithozone.com, send a donation, to official sites where you can donate to the legal aspects of what our comrade is facing at the time. And we have to say that to all of our comrades, we need to be careful. We don't need to be out here traveling alone. We need to have our eyes open at all times. You know, we need our people to be wide awake at a time where the white man is using everything to put our people back to sleep. We are a beautiful black people. We are the original people of the earth. Join us every night on New Black Panther Party Radio. Call in 718-664-6398. Join us in just 2 days. Saturday, we'll be joined by Ms. Shahrazad Ali, and she will be giving a message to the youth. We're excited to have the sister on for the first time on this broadcast. Hey, download the broadcast that we did with our great documentarian and historian, Baba Clemson Brown. We just did that broadcast 2 days ago. Check it out every night here on New Black Panther Party Radio. We love you, family. Black power. Black power, everybody.
So we want to welcome you to our rally, our unity rally, for a united black front. To unite all factions of our people. To unite every one of the 20 million so-called Negroes into one group. And you'll notice, whenever the white man thinks that we're going to call a rally to knock our own kind, you see him jammed out here. He wants to hear us say something against King or against Bunch or against Farmer, against someone of our own kind. He jams out here. But when you call a rally for black people to unite, let's get together, you don't see too many white folks then. They don't like black people to get together in unity and harmony. As long as you and I are going to attack each other or talk about each other or heap scorn and ridicule upon each other, the white man gets his kick. But when he knows that we're going to come together in unity and harmony, he won't get his kick. He will get kicked. When you see you and I getting together, it is because we have begun to realize that we have a common enemy. And the only time we'll be able to come together with a common objective and a common goal is when we first develop a common motive. And that motive is best developed by recognizing the common enemy. And that common enemy is the white man. I say that common enemy is the white man. The white man is your enemy, whether you are a Baptist, whether you're a Methodist, whether you're an Episcopalian, or whether you're a Muslim, or whether you're a Mason, or whether you're an elf, if you find yourself running into opposition when you're looking for freedom, justice, and equality, or some kind of right, you have to agree, always the one who opposes your right is the white man. Some old blue-eyed, blonde-haired, bad-smelling white man. When he puts his club upside your head, he doesn't care whether you're a Baptist, a Methodist, but he does want to know whether or not you're a Muslim. Because he knows if you're a Baptist or a Methodist, you're going to turn the other cheek. You're going to try and love your enemy. You're going to pray for them that despitefully use you. So he's not worried about you. But he knows if you're a Muslim, you're not going to turn the other cheek. If you pray for him, you pray that God kills him, or God helps you to kill him. That's the only kind of prayer you pray. It's time for you and me to unite, to get together and get this big white ape off our back. You got a bad habit. You're hooked and don't know it. You got what's known as white disease. You think you can't get along without the white man. You think you can't get some clothes without the white man. You think you can't get a house without the white man. You think you can't even get a job without the white man. You're worse than a man who thinks he can't get along without heroin. You're worse than the man who thinks he can't get along without morphine. You're worse than the junkie. You're in worse shape than the junkie, because the junkie only has a little monkey on his back and you're running around with a big white ape named Uncle Sam on your back. America is faced with her worst domestic crisis since the Civil War, or since the Revolutionary War. For America now faces a race war. A race war is worse than a Revolutionary War. A race war is worse than a Civil War. A race war is a war in which no holes are barred. A race war is a war in which children are destroyed, in which children are mutilated, in which children face the same destructive wrath that grown-ups face. A race war is the worst war that you can conceive. And this war, race war, that is coming upon the head of the white man is something that he is bringing down upon himself. The entire country is on the verge of erupting into racial violence and bloodshed. Simply because 20 million ex-slaves are demanding freedom, justice, and equality here in America from their former slave master. 20 million so-called Negroes, second-class citizens, seeking human dignity, seeking human rights, seeking the right to live in dignity as a human being. And rather than give genuine respect and recognition to your cry for human rights, the American white man answers your nonviolence with violence. He answers your prayers and your freedom songs with false promises, deceitful maneuvers, and outright bloodshed. According to what we are taught from the white man's textbooks and his school, the Revolutionary War and the Civil War were two wars fought on American soil, supposedly for freedom and democracy. But if these two wars were really for the freedom and human dignity of all men, why are 20 million of our people still confined here in America and enslaved by second-class citizenship? Something is wrong. The truth is that the Revolutionary War was fought on American soil to free the American white man from the English white man. The Revolutionary War was never fought to provide freedom and democracy in this white country for the black man. Our people remain slaves here in America even after the Declaration of Independence was signed. In fact, most of the white founding fathers who signed the Declaration of Independence were nothing but slave owners themselves. It is sheer hypocrisy, sheer ignorance, sheer insanity for our people here in America to celebrate the 4th of July as Independence Day, while white America still denies us first-class citizenship that goes with an independent people. And it is nothing but hypocrisy for the American white man to pretend that the Revolutionary War was truly a war of independence as long as 20 million black people here in America are denied the privileges of an independent people. Don't let the white man fool you. Don't let the white man smile at you and lull you to sleep. Behind that smile is a vicious heart. Behind those teeth is an animal-like beast who doesn't have it within him to want for you what he wants for himself and his own kind. Don't let that man fool you. When you look at that man, you're supposed to see him for exactly what he is. And if you want to know what he is, examine his deeds. Forget his words. He got a whole lot of pretty sounding words. Watch his deeds. His deeds are like the deeds of a snake, the deeds of a serpent, the deeds of a dragon, the deeds of a reptile, the deeds of a beast. Why, nothing but a race of beasts would take dogs and stick them on little black babies. Nothing but a race of beasts will stick dogs on black children and black women. Nothing but a race of beasts. And it is for these, and it is these deeds today that's causing the wrath of God to come down upon the head of the white man. And when you see him as he is and see how much hell he's catching, you're out of his mind to want to be with him. You're out of his mind to want, you're out of your mind to want to integrate with him. And you're really out of your mind if you take time to forgive him and ask God to have mercy on him. No, ask God to judge him. Ask God to do unto him as he has done unto you. He has caused your babies to...